All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
All right, we're live. What's up, guys? Welcome to another Wheel Wednesday podcast. I'm Nick. This is Scott. What's up, Scott? How's it going?
It's popping.
Popping.
I said, what's popping?
Oh, I thought you said it's popping. I was like, oh,
it's not popping. Well. This is SEMA. This is SEMA Go Time. So nothing's popping.
SEMA Go Time.
Yeah.
If you guys saw our last podcast, we spoke about how to get your car into SEMA and some of the stuff that we have to deal with planning it. So Scott's kind of dealing with the stress of that. Luckily, I don't have too much to deal with that, or anything.
Yeah, kind of not, right?
No. Well, I need to plan what we're going to shoot for it. But you want to just jump right into today's topic?
Yeah, so we get a lot of questions about a lot of random things to do with wheels. There's some things, and I think I've talked about this before, that I feel are so primitive that I don't ever give them attention, and we do our best to answer the question, and we move on.
Right.
And so, but we have been getting a lot of questions about this recently. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe it's just...
Could be because we mentioned it in a previous podcast, and people are like, oh, what is that? Maybe. I don't know. I don't even remember which podcast that was. That might have been like one of the first ones.
Yeah, look, I don't know. I mean, so we're going to go back through this, and the question we get a lot is, what is the right diameter or what size wheel is the best for my car? So there are a lot of factors, and I think we'll just kind of jump right through them. To get into it, I'm not really going to get into too much with the width, and we've done that before. And if you want to see a little bit more of an example of how width and offset may be affecting the stance of your car or how those options are, we did a really, I think it's very good, wheel video called What is Wheel Offset?
What is wheel offset?
It's on our channel, on our YouTube channel. If you're listening to this on iTunes, go check it out. It explains what wheel offset is and kind of does briefly touch on wheel width and how that would affect it for certain vehicles. So I'm not really going to get too much into width.
Today we're going to talk about size.
Right. So we're basically talking about wheel diameter. So this is going to be an attempt to give some people that are struggling with what size wheel they can run on their car. And that's usually how the question comes across. What size wheel can I run on my car? Listen, that's a tough answer to give. It's a tough question to answer. And the reason is because it's got a lot of X factors in there, right?
Yeah.
What vehicle you run, what brakes you run, what suspension you have, what tire sizes are available.
Also, what look you're going for.
Yeah, sure.
What performance aspect are you going for?
Exactly.
Some
right.
people change their wheel size for performance.
Yep.
Other people do it because they
just
feel
want
the car look
bit.
Better. Yeah, right. Absolutely. So
yeah.
there's a lot that factors in when you're changing the size of your wheel or just changing your wheel in general.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that 100%. And so the question becomes difficult to answer, and we usually end up going back and forth with somebody for quite a bit, quite a numerous amount of times. So we'll give you some brief overview of some of the things you need to consider when you're choosing the right diameter for your car. And I think the easiest place to start is what came on your car originally. Now, this probably will be much more specific to cars that are later modeled versus something older like your Miata.
Right.
And the reason is because your car, originally came with a 14-inch wheel, I believe.
14
or 15, depending on...
14 or 15, depending on the trim package you got.
So going from 14 or 15, you know that there's plenty of guys that run 15s, but you've seen guys that run 17s.
I was about to say, I've seen guys that run 17s. I personally have run 16s. I think there's like a couple of people out there that even push the limit and go up to 18s. But I've seen on the street, biggest I've seen is 17. I've also even seen as small as 13 being put on that car.
So if we say that the car came with a 14-inch wheel originally, we're talking about a potential going to 17-inch, a potential 3-inch plus sizing. So you can't really go by how many inches of or how many plus sizes could you go for each vehicle, because every vehicle is going to be different.
Right.
And there's some cars that came with 15 or 16 inch base wheels and they go to 18. There's some cars that, you know, they're pushing the limits and they want to be on a 20 when their car came with, you know, 16s or something. Yeah. So it's a tough thing to say you can't plus size more than X amount. You know, there are some guidelines and people put some things up there. It's just not an effective tool or you know, solid number to put in. So think about what's on your car originally, right? If, you know, you don't want to oversize the crud of the car, and mainly it's not because of the wheel look. Mainly it ends up being what's available tire size-wise. And so people say, well, I don't understand. What does that have to do with the wheel? Here's why. If you're going to upsize your wheel a decent amount, what you are doing is you're with a tire, when you're selecting a tire for that wheel,
right,
is you're trying to find the tire diameter, the overall rolling diameter for that tire that is as close to your stock diameter tire overall rolling diameter. You want them to match the tire.
Why is that though?
Because those are the things that the manufacturer has taken into account when with things like, you know, how many revolutions your diff gets and what your tranny gearing, you know, what the gearing of the car is supposed to be and what the speedometer is supposed to read and things like in more modern day cars, things like vehicle stability systems, traction control systems, ABS right. systems. So they all are looking for, I mean, and obviously there's different versions and different, you know, way that these systems, these technologies work on different vehicles. But the one thing you should understand is a lot of them still are using, you know, overall wheel speed or, you know, circumference or revolutions per right. minute or whatever it may be as a factor in those systems functioning.
So all right. So if you're upsizing your wheel
right.
and you go from a 15-inch wheel and you want to go to 16-inch wheel, mm-hmm. What tire size should you go with? A lower profile tire.
Again, yeah. So basically, I'll give you a brief overview. And you know what? I'm going to ask you. I know that we joke about this quite a bit about putting in things and stuff like that. But I'm going to ask you to do a graphic right in on this screen. Just cover up our faces. Put a graphic in here.
Okay.
So if you're on iTunes or Google Play and you want to see what I'm talking about, head over to the YouTube channel and check this out. But basically, what happens is with an OE tire size, you know, like I said, we want to keep the same overall rolling diameter, right? So when I go to – if we're at a 16-inch wheel to start with, the center of that wheel and tire package is going to be smaller, but the tire is going to be – the tire sidewall is obviously going to be thicker.
Thicker.
As we put in – we go, let's say, to an 18-inch wheel. Now, that tire size is going to become smaller. – Because at the end of the day, the wheel's getting bigger. See, you have to keep everything in balance. And there'll be people that will slightly argue with me that, oh, well, I can go taller than the original tire size or whatever it is on my car. I get it. There's a look entity to it and stuff like that. And some people do that and stuff like that. That is not the right way to do it. So I'm not saying that you can't. I'm not knocking people that do. I'm just saying, technically, if we're going to speak on a technical basis, the idea is that you keep the same exact overall rolling diameter even when you change diameter or wheel size.
Right.
And so, you know, we'll put a graphic in here that kind of just illustrates when that gets smaller, the idea is that the tire heights between the two packages still remain almost identical.
Yeah.
So what ends up happening is if you don't consider tire size and you upsize, let's say, too much, you may find out – that nobody really
that new
makes
wheel won't fit on.
Well,
your
no,
car.
the wheel will bolt on, but you may find out that tire diameter, the options for that size,
you might not find the options.
You may not find one that has the same exact rolling diameter. You may end up having to go slightly taller, slightly shorter. Now, there's a percentage, you know, a small percentage that you can go and alter that overall rolling diameter with, and really not see too many nil effects,
mm-hmm.
but it's a small percentage, and the problem is you may find out that, oh, well, in my particular case, they just don't have that go. This guy yawning away. So anyhow, so tire size is something you want to consider whenever you change wheel size.
Right.
Another thing you may want to consider, you may want to consider things like what kind of brake you have. So, for example, if your car came with a 16 or 17 inch factory wheel, trying to put a 15 inch on the car,
it might not fit.
May not fit. Maybe there's a reason that they have a 16 inch wheel on the car. And likewise, if we start talking about cars like, let's say, a G50 Sport has those big Acabonos on it, you know, a lot of those cars came factory 19 inch. And so you may find some 18 inch wheels that work, but, you know, going to 17 inch, probably not.
Yeah.
Right? They're just too tall diameter wise. They're big, tall brake packages. So we need to consider what brake came on my car. We need to consider what fits over that brake. And to kind of segue through that, we need to consider, are you going to change your brakes or do any brake modifications going forward? Right? It'd be a shame to buy a set of wheels.
And then your big brake kit doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit on the car. And I'm not going to say that we haven't all been there once in a while.
Yeah.
I remember earlier on, like, I've done that. You know, I've put the big brake kit on the car and then realized that the wheels that I had on the car weren't right or whatever it is. And you got to make some changes. So think about these things. I mean, you know, we've mentioned this before in, I think, the brake kit, when we actually had a podcast where we talked about brakes. I know, it's like, who remembers now? But we talked about...
This is number 10. Oh, look, we made it to 10.
I'm not even keeping track. But one thing you'll notice is in that podcast, we talked about how if you get stuck and you have an aftermarket brake kit, you're considering an aftermarket brake kit or something to that effect, you're more than welcome to send it in to us and we can do our best to check it. If you send the brake caliper template PDF, we'll try to overlay it into the size wheel that you want, try to give us the exact wheel that you want, and we can see if it fits before you go through the hassle of buying the wheels.
Right.
That's so pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, for the most part. I mean, it sometimes takes a few days to get back to you. I mean, and depending on how the drawing is, sometimes it takes even longer. But so there's that. I would say that in addition to brakes, you also need to consider the ride quality. I feel like this makes a lot of sense.
What do you mean by
I guess it doesn't make a lot of sense. But think about it. Like,
because you'll have a lower profile tire with a bigger wheel, so it could be a harsher ride than if you were to have a smaller wheel with a thicker side.
Yes.
Okay. I see where you're going with that.
So, like, I mean, you know, and that's
the thing. Does make a lot of sense.
You go from a 15 inch tire and it has a good sidewall and a good cushion to it, and you go up to a 20 inch and now you have a rubber band. I mean, the ride quality diminishes enormously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you just falls off a cliff. So, you know, you got to try to figure that out. And people should consider this when you choose a wheel diameter. Listen, I get it. Having the coolest wheel in your car, putting the right size that makes your car, like, look its best. But then there's another thing. And, again, we've spoken about this in other podcasts. We're from New York. When I put wheels on my Z, I have less to worry about. I don't drive the car all that much. It only comes out on nice days. Like, I'm pretty cautious. I'm driving around things. But he lives in Brooklyn, so... That
when
may not
I
be
take the Miata all the way out here to Long Island.
Right,
it can be kind of scary.
Right, so
it has been scary. My first one, I think I told you that really long ride I took out to Long Island.
Right, but you didn't have the right size wheels and tires at all.
Yeah, no, it was terrible.
Yeah, so
I had, like, rubber bands on those wheels, and it was just
right. Yeah,
no bueno.
I get it. So you know, you have to do your own kind of homework in the sense that, you know, pick a wheel size, pick a wheel diameter that's going to give you the right look for you. And when I say look, I don't just mean visual look. I mean, you know, the total look, the whole ride part, you know. So, you know, if you live in an area where you have really harsh roads, really bad roads, then pick something that's going to give you, you know, maybe go a little smaller in diameter, but pick something that's going to give you a good tire cushion. It's going to allow your wheel to have a longer lifespan and more longevity and more resistance to shock, you know, to being shocked and impacts and stuff like that, right? So I think that's something you definitely should consider. trying to think what else. Let's see. We went through what came on the car. We went through tire size options, the size of a brake. Obviously, look, we've mentioned that a few times. You know, pick the right thing that looks. I mean, listen, there's another thing that we didn't really mention as far as size, which I'll throw in there just as a visual take. If you pick a wheel that has a lip, the wheel will always look smaller than it is. If you pick a wheel where the spoke is what we call face forward, meaning that the spoke actually goes, you know, almost. Well, it doesn't even have to come out, but it comes all the way down to the barrel. Like, you know what I mean? Well, like this, right?
Okay.
I think we can see this in the podcast, right? I
mean, yeah.
So if you're on, if you're listening to this on iTunes, I'm pointing at a wheel that actually goes all the way. But basically,
as opposed to
something else that has, well, like, I mean, this kind of has a little lip. Anyhow, we're not going to get too much
like
into
the decagram. I don't think they can see that. Maybe they can see this
one. No. So anyhow, so bottom. That's the hypergram. But
hypergram. Sorry.
But the bottom line is, you know, if you pick a wheel that you want to look a little bit bigger visually, pick something that obviously goes, you know, all the way to the lip area. And if you pick a wheel with a lip or a two-step lip or anything like that, you're going to have that area where the wheel is going to look visually smaller on the car.
Right.
Right. So there's the look of things. And, you know, the last thing I think I'll touch on, unless you could think of anything else, is there are some modern cars. You know, we talked about vehicle stability systems. We talked about, you know, the overall rolling diameter of the tire being the same. You want to keep it the same.
Right.
There is some technology that's kind of here already that's being established. Like, it's, you know, right off the top of my head, it's in a lot of the newer Toyota trucks. Basically, they're using like sensors. They're like camera sensors to calibrate certain features of the vehicle. I know some of the off-road guys.
So that way, if you do go off-roading and you put like really big wheels on your truck, the speed sensor will stay the same, amongst other things?
No, it's a calibration thing that has a lot to do with some of their like vehicle stability systems and traction controls and stuff like
okay.
that. But basically, some of the off-road guys realized this, that you can't, like on the newer Toyota trucks, you couldn't lift the truck because when you lift the truck, there is a sensor calibration, the camera calibration's off. Some of those same trucks were noticing that if you try to put a lower offset and stick the wheels out more, that's throwing that sensor off. At this time,
you got to love older cars where you could just do stuff and,
yeah.
and the car is not like, oh, what's going on?
Right. Yeah, I mean, so those are some things. I know the new Jeep has one of those same type of sensors, I think, in the rear bumper. So, anyhow, bottom line is just do your homework before you change things. You know what's interesting? And, you know, I talked about ride quality diminishing before.
Yeah.
SEMA, the organization, their Wheel and Tire Council, they had for a while done some really good work. And they were actually working on something called, I believe it was called the Ride Guide. And basically, it was their attempt to give retailers this ability where they could say definitively that if you change, let's say you had a 16 by 7 and you went to an 18 by 8,
yeah.
they could say definitively you lost this much percentage of comfort and this much percentage of handling this way and this much, like they could give you equations of real percentages.
That's actually pretty cool.
It was, yeah, I thought it was really cool. I don't know how far that's went, but so it's something you guys can probably Google and check out. But I think it was called the Ride Guide, and it was behind SEMA Wheel and Tire Council was kind of behind putting it out. So listen, I wasn't making this to kind of go down this pike of, you know, telling you what you should do, but certainly in choosing a wheel and tire package for your car and certainly choosing which is the correct diameter to change to if you're modifying your vehicle.
Right.
These are all the things, and Nick touched on it really well before. You know, aside from making sure that you have tire options, and functionality is a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
If you have too big a wheel, that car is not going to ride properly.
Well, and also if you're going to, you know, do autocross, you may want a different, you know, diameter wheel versus road racing versus drifting.
Depending right? on which
Yeah, which kind of what your intended function is on the wheel. So with the vehicle. So I think that's pretty much it. I mean, I was trying not to overcomplicate this because I don't think it's necessarily all that complicated to begin with. I think
it's pretty simple.
Right. And so,
you know, to keep things smooth, just keep the overall same height. Go with a bigger wheel, lower tire profile. Vice versa, smaller wheel, bigger tire.
Right. Make sure you have tire options. Understand that when you go to a smaller a lower tire profile, and you have less cushion, you're going to have a harsher ride. And, you know, you want to make sure that all that stuff, you know, all those wheels, when you change diameters, clear brakes, and they're still the right size of the car, and yada, yada, yada. So I think we have covered the majority, the bulk, the meat and potatoes behind changing the diameter of your vehicle, of your wheel.
The meat and potatoes.
Of behind changing the diameter of your wheel. Listen, right. It's Wednesday, meat and potato day. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. I guess that's it.
So that's it. If you have any questions about this, feel free to comment below. You can always send us a message. But hopefully this will give you a little bit of insight as to what you need to think about when choosing the right diameter for your car. So that's it. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate everybody that's listening. And
I was going to say, thanks for watching, but not everyone's watching.
Not everybody's watching. I know. That's why it takes me a few seconds to like think about the outro part. Because it's not.
I know.
As
I noticed
as, like,
that.
Video.
I was like, Scott, it was taking so long. Say watching. I was like, wait. No, you can't say that. Never
right.
mind. Don't say
I
that.
I know. I have to like think about like where is this going to be, right?
Thanks for tuning in.
thanks for tuning in. And we'll catch you next Wednesday. Peace.